They kicked our ass in our home court. They beat us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's unacceptable, okay? We just have to be better. And I know that we're going to rise to the occasion, and our time's going to come. James is 30 years old. Michael didn't win his first championship till 30. Hakeem didn't win his first championship till 30. I can promise you we're going to win some championships with James Harden, okay? Because we are not going to sit here. We will go to battle every year. We're going to have a strong offseason, and we're going to do whatever we can do to be a better team. Okay, we are not going to sit on our hands. I can promise you that.
Well, an owner who actually speaks, Tillman Fertitta. That was after the Golden State Warriors series, after the disastrous Game 6 2 months ago on a Friday, ironically. And they did make a big move. Russell Westbrook is now a member of the Houston Rockets. I'm skeptical about this deal because of what Westbrook was not able to do, Cecil Shorts, the last couple of years in Oklahoma City. He's undeniably great. He's a future Hall of Famer.
Yes.
I see the upsides of this deal in terms of Westbrook being able to take a load off of Harden and extending the title window and Westbrook wanting to be here. But ultimately, I wish I didn't feel this way. But I don't think that James Harden and Russell Westbrook, just those two guys, are going to bring the Rockets a championship in a league with the Lakers and what they've done, and especially the Clippers with what they've done. I'm just not sold because of Russ's weaknesses as a player, specifically shooting and specifically defense. Where am I wrong on that?
Well, I don't think you're wrong on that. There's definitely some questions going into it, how the scheme will fit, how they work together. There's only one ball. They can't play with two balls. If they play with two balls, they probably win it.
Yeah, if they play with two.
That would be awesome. Let me ask you a question, though. For me, it's more of the role players. Like, do you think they have enough role players around? Do you think
PJ
Tucker's good enough? Do you think Eric Gordon, Austin Rivers, Daniel House, do you think those guys are good enough to help this team get to the next step?
I do. What I wonder about is Kevin Love is a guy who I've always thought about adding for the last couple of years. I don't know what the deal is with the Cavs and what they think about him moving forward. I know he's had a lot of injury questions, but he's somebody who's such a good rebounder, shooter, and passer.
Perfect fit.
And they've never really had a forward who can do anything like what Kevin Love can do.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's going to be something like that could be a missing link for the Houston Rockets.
That could be a really good fit, but my fear is you have to give up a lot to get Love.
Yeah, but I guess I
don't think you have no more first-round picks to,
exactly.
to give up.
So I diverted the conversation. I do like the role players,
okay.
And that is actually one of the best parts about this move, even though, again, I'm skeptical about this whole thing. I'm excited about it. I'm interested about it. Yeah. I'm just skeptical. But all they did was trade, as far as basketball talent, Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Yes.
Clint Capella's still here. Eric Gordon's still here. P.J. Tucker's still here. So they still have that whole team.
The core
together, the role players together. They just basically swapped out one player for another. So it's not like they have to worry about rebuilding the bench or anything like that, because that is in place.
Do you think it's easier to build chemistry when you have just one guy come in and everybody else is already know how we do things?
I think
so. Or is it more like if we got multiple guys coming in, two, three, four guys, new guys coming in, they got to learn their roles or whatever the case may be? You think it's easier just for one?
I think this should help them out, yes. Like, whereas the Clippers are bringing in, you know, a couple of really big pieces, I still think it's going to be a concern. You know, I mentioned a little bit earlier in the 6 o'clock hour that the Rockets now no longer have the advantage of simply running things back completely. They're going to have to deal with some chemistry issues. But unlike a lot of those teams that are competing with, they're in a situation where their role players have all been here for a couple of years. So they know the system, they know each other, they know their personalities. I think that's something that's going for them positively. Let's go to the phone, 713-572-4610. Our good friend Larry in Stafford wants to weigh in on Russell Westbrook. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. See, so how y'all doing this beautiful Friday morning with a new MVP in your town, man?
Doing well.
Hey, doing good.
Look, Mike, let me hit on the point you just made, because you were talking about how Russell didn't do much in OKC the last 2 years. Let's think about this logically. Let's say Golden State decided to get rid of Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and everybody else and left Steph in Golden State by itself. Steph would not have done nothing in Golden State without them boys neither. So when Russ had KD leave and Serge Ibaka and James Harden them all left, he stayed and he continued to put up numbers. So that argument that I take on that is that Russell Westbrook is one of the most dynamic players in the National Basketball Association, and now he's a Houston Rocket. And I will say this moving forward. Russell, you know, we always tend the maturation process is supposed to happen when these dudes are young. I'm an old school cat, and I get it, because I want them boys, Jordan and Akeem, when they 18, 19, 20. But when you start having a family, and when you have got more money than your family would ever need in any multiple generations, you start concerning yourself with your legacy. Now, you ask question, why do I think this would be better than Chris Paul and James Harden? Hell, I don't know if it's going to be better than Chris Paul and James Harden with Russ and with James. But what I do know is that if Tim Fertitta decided that he's going to be that dude that says, I want to win championships, I'd rather him go out and make these kind of moves than everybody else sitting in this city would be killing the Rockets if they did nothing. The Rockets went out there last night and made themselves a player in this thing, and we got two of the top 10 players in the National Basketball Association. If you wanted James Harden to go through AD and LeBron and Kyrie and Paul George by himself, your ass is crazy. Now, having said all that, let's take this from the other front. The Astros and the Rockets are making moves, and this is the kind of thing that we've been trying to get that football team over to Kirby to do. Because I can tell you, if you're about winning championships, you got to go out there and get a dog. And we went out there and got a pit bull, and I like pit bulls, but I like shih tzus too. We're going to do this thing in the eighth, and I'm excited about this deal in our hollow.
All right, Larry and staff are fired up about Russell Westbrook. Listen, keep in mind the last couple of years, and while I'm excited about this move, the reason why I don't think that this move is the answer for the Rockets is look at the playoffs the last couple of years. It's not like Russ was playing with garbage in Oklahoma City. He was playing with Paul George the last 2 years. Paul George was third in MVP voting this past season. Paul George was Oklahoma City's best player this past season. And those guys got dismantled by Portland in the first round of the playoffs. I know Paul George was a little banged up. That's a factor there. But this is a team that in the playoffs, Oklahoma City, you think James Harden has had issues in the playoffs. Russell Westbrook's player performances the last couple of years. I mean, this guy from three was shooting 29%, 30%, and 26%. All I'm saying is that he didn't get the job done the last couple of years, and I'm wondering what should convince me that he is going to now get the job done now that he's playing with James Harden. I'd like to feel that way, but I'm not sold right now.
There's still concerns. There's still concerns, but I think ultimately the Rockets are better off with Russell Westbrook than Chris Paul. Everything that Larry and Stafford said, I can't agree with more. He is a dog. He's going to bring it every single night on the offensive end, on the defensive end. He's going to hold his teammates accountable. He's going to be he is going to be a good teammate to him. He is going to be everything they need. He can push James Harden to another level, possibly. He's going to be somebody that James Harden can listen to and trust, because he knows how good Russell is. He knows where Russell's come from. They came in together. They didn't come in together, but they played together in OKC, so they have history. So I believe this can take them to another level. Is there questions? Yes. To me, OKC struggled. Not OKC. Russell Westbrook struggled in OKC in the playoffs, in the regular season, because he was trying to do everything himself, in my opinion.
And now
opinion.
He won't be?
Now I think he will understand his role. This is not his team. This is not his franchise. This is not his city. He's coming here, and he's humbled himself. He's already positioned himself, like Larry said, as far as his money he's fine. The money is not an issue now. Now it's about legacy. Now it's about, I want to win a championship. Serge Ibaka won a championship. Kevin Durant's won a championship. Now it's my turn with James Harden to win a championship.
Let's go back to the phones on the Russell Westbrook trade. Sam likes the move. Sam, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Hello. So, realistically, I have to sleep on it. Now, I didn't think they were going to go ahead and get him for a man type trade. That caught me off guard. However, the way I look at it is this. Last year, the two main problems the Rockets had was this. Low motor. People weren't running around. That's not a problem that you're going to have with Russell Westbrook. The guy runs. The guy makes the plays when he needs to. And number two, we got the $100 million bum in Capella who can't get to the rim. Yeah, Russell Westbrook probably is not the greatest shooter, but the man can get to the rim better than anybody else in the league. So, I mean, realistically, both of these two concerns get nullified just by adding Russell Westbrook. So I'm pretty sure D'Antoni's not going to want to go ahead and give him the jump shots and such and the ISO, but he's probably going to go ahead and get Russell inside to go to the rim to give this Rockets team another dynamic scoring opportunity. I mean, that's where I think this is going.
Listen, if anybody can figure this out, thank you, Sam. It's Mike D'Antoni.
Absolutely.
I firmly
Absolutely.
Believe in Mike. But there is this reality, Cecil. When James Harden has the basketball, and he'll have the basketball a lot, and Russell Westbrook's hanging out on the right wing or left wing where he's going to be, you know those defenders are going to be sagging off of Russell Westbrook. Like, that's just a
they
fact.
They will.
They'll be sagging off of him, and I love Mike as a coach, but he's not a wizard. He's not going to be able to make Russell Westbrook magically into a good outside shooter.
There's going to be adjustments, on, to be honest, in Harden's game and Westbrook's game. They're going to have to work together in some type of way, whether that's him really working on his jump shot from this day forward, shooting 1,000 threes a day, whatever the case may be, or, you know, maybe Harden doing something a little different in his game. But it's going to be adjustments on both sides. I just really think this can work. Do I think they're title contenders now? Yes. Do I think they win the title? I don't know. This is a tough, tough Western Conference. If you look at Golden State, still good. The Clippers are better. The Lakers are better. Utah, the Rockets, Portland. Portland has a dynamic backcourt, and they added Hassan Whiteside. Denver, who was a number two seed last year, so it's a lot of, and you can't count out the Popovich and what he's got going on. I don't think they'll be a top seed, but they'll definitely be in the playoffs with Popovich.
All these regular season games are going to be very competitive.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be brutal in the West, and that's actually an area while I am skeptical about this deal. That should help the Rockets because you can rely on Russell Westbrook a lot more in the regular season than you can with Chris Paul.